Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We'll come back to the question about Asava Radicalea because it's time to go inside the Bomber camp. Lucky enough to be joined for Prestige Jayco Ballerine Highway at Newcombe by a man who was an absolute star at the Cats over 270 games. A couple of years at the Bombers, or 3 years at the Bombers actually, to finish off his career, I believe. And now an assistant coach as part of the Dons. We do speak of James Kelly. James, Tom King, Ben Castagnoli, Lee Brown and Pete Ryan joining you from the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, how are things up on the Gold Coast?
Going well, mate. It's obviously nice weather, but we're still working pretty hard and getting ready for the short turnarounds that are on the horizon. It's nice and we're staying on a golf course, so it's not all bad. It's all right.
You've had to come back from Adelaide in a tight game against the Crows. What is the week involved for Essendon, or the short week involved for Essendon, in terms of getting yourself right, and what sort of training have you done to ensure you're fresh and on top of the ground tonight?
Well, we obviously lower the amount and the volume of training that we do. We increase the level of recovery that the boys do. The fortunate thing about being here is that's really easy with boys getting in buses and going to the beach and pool at the hotel and all that sort of stuff. So we just kind of manage that as best we can. We give the players a lot of freedom and let them run their own program in terms of their recovery and everything. And then we just sort of manage training during the week.
James, Peter Ryan here. Good luck tonight. I want to ask you about Sam Draper. Obviously, Bombers fans are excited to see him. Can you tell us a bit about him? And also, do you think playing him and Bell Chambers in the ruck, he can get a handle on or take advantage of Brisbane's inexperience in that area?
Sam's a ripping kid. He's a big, powerful kid, good athlete, still learning the game, so he's done really well to get himself to this point, especially off the back of a knee reconstruction last year. With him and Tommy, we think he gives us a little bit of aerial support forward, and also, it's not just sort of Brisbane's ruck, but it's also their really good contested ball clearance team. I think they're the number one scoring stoppage team in the competition, so that'll help us out a little bit. Whether it helps us out all the way, we'll wait and see, but mainly we're just really excited for Sam to get an opportunity.
Absolutely. What, you had a knee reconstruction a little over 12 months ago,
He's done really well.
The other one's Connor McKenna, managed, and I believe he played in the scratch match this afternoon. What's the thinking behind giving him a bit of a spell?
Well, just with what's coming up in the next sort of month or so, there's him and Sean McKernan are probably in the same boat. We thought that we wanted to take a little bit of the edge off Connor's week. Knowing what's coming up in the next few weeks, it's going to be a real logjam and guys are going to be sore. And we took the opportunity, albeit really conservative, we took the opportunity to manage Connor now rather than having to do it, having it be forced later on.
For Prestige Jayco, speaking with Essendon assistant coach James Kelly. He's Lee Brown on K-Rock Footy.
Cal, good luck tonight. Dylan Scheel, big in for you guys this week. Can you just talk to us about the balance that he adds to that midfield group that you got going through the middle of the ground?
Well, he just gives us another dimension, mate. He's obviously a really powerful guy and a really good contested player, which is important, like I said earlier, against Brisbane. But he's also a great leader and a good, calm head out there. So the damaging stuff with the ball in hand is really great, but we really like what he brings from a leadership point of view and just supporting the other guys in there. And I feel like the midfield does that really well. They all support each other, and he just folds into that perfectly.
And one of your small forwards, Ned Carl, last week kicked a couple of goals. Now, his dance moves, he certainly didn't learn those at Vic Country last year, Cal. That's something that you've brought out at training and added into his game?
I don't know what sort of program you're running down there, mate, but he's obviously, he's a really good kid. We don't have an issue with that at all. We like players to be themselves, and he's a really happy kid and really well-liked with the playing group, so it went down pretty well, but he's good. We're happy to have him in the team. He's obviously a really talented little player and good work ethic and a bit of nous around goal, which is great.
James, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. You liked a bit of hijinks in your time there at the Cats. How are you going in the hub? Have you pulled out any sort of funny stuff you can share with us?
Well, it's sort of like sometimes it's a little hard to read the hub. Like, it's some people are up and some people are down at certain times. But I think we've still got a couple of months here, so I think there'll be plenty of time for all that sort of stuff. But I think there's been a few shenanigans going on with the boys, trying to get into each other's rooms and pinch stuff when people are training. But yeah, I'm not really across it, to be honest.
What about, you mentioned there you're on the golf course. How's the grass? Is it nice and green? You love your grass?
Yeah, really good. Really happy with it. Really happy with the cover. And I'm impressed with the groundskeeper's crew, actually. I've been watching them out the window. They mow the lawns and then they blow all the lawn off with a big vacuum cleaner thing, and it's quite the operation.
I could imagine. That's funny, because you're going to be really disappointed, because apparently your grass down here at Geelong's just gone yellow, that you haven't been able to tend to it.
That's a cheap shot, mate. That hurts me more than anything. please don't. Have you been talking to my wife? Did she tell you that?
The former number 13 just texted in to said, ask him about his lawn. It's gone pear-shaped. He loves his lawn.
Yeah, that's flattening. That's killed me. I'll be on the next thing out of here tonight.
We had Tom Lonergan on last night, and he was unbelievable. I know you're trying to be serious before a game, but we're not too serious at K-Rock. He told some of the greatest Nathan Ablett stories we have ever heard, including the pumpkin in the urn story, which was quite extraordinary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we found out that it was in there because Barmy went to make a coffee, I reckon, and his coffee was tasting strangely like pumpkin, but...
And yeah. he's trying to hold his breath in the pool was just another one that was, which just, it's been a Nathan Ablett fest here at K-Rock over the weekend. So I know you didn't need to know that, but look, maybe we can whiz round and get the K-Rock listeners to maybe just water your lawn. We'll get it back nice and green for when you get back.
Yeah, if anyone's got some weed and feed, bit of fertiliser, just trim up the edges for me. That'll do me wonders. That'll keep me in the hub.
I should ask you a footy question, but I can't. Golf, 4-day breaks. Do you get any time to have a round?
No, I don't think it's going to happen. I think that's one of the things we're going to have to take off the table. And it's going to get pretty tight. The 4-day breaks, I think Melbourne had a 4-day break last night and they looked like they didn't have much legs, which is a bit of an indicator of how everyone's going to feel, I think. So, I think golf might be off the table on the short weeks.
Absolutely. And last week's game, what did you take out of it? Because you were really probably lucky to hang on in the end.
Yeah, I think we took a lot out of it in terms of we're happy the way our system looked. We got some really good looks with the footy. Defensively, we looked okay. I think in the end, there was a little bit of polish that hurt us. A little bit of polish with ball in hand, that sort of stuff. A few times we got the ball to the outside really well, got the ball moving forward, and then just turned it over at the last minute. And then Adelaide did a really good job of slowing us up in the times outside of that. So I think... things like that are relatively easy to fix. Hopefully we can, be better at that tonight.
You mentioned you've managed a couple of players, including Connor McKinnon this week. Is there a youngster or two, Cal, that might pop up in the next week or so that you might be able to give us a little bit of information or a bit of a lookout for to keep an eye out, in the next couple of games?
Yeah, I think it'll be, guys like Kobe March, Matt Guelfi, Dylan Clark, Mitch Hibbert is just out of the side this week. But guys like that will play a more significant role going forward. I think as we go forward, we'll see more and more guys just sort of take a week off or a game off. We feel really confident in the kids that we've got there. And that's part of the thing with managing Connor and Sean this week is trying to get out in front of all that rather than making forced changes down the line. But we're confident in those sort of kids.
Just on that, James, the Essendon supporters be interested in Joe Danaher and how he's tracking.
Yeah, he's going pretty well. He had the setback with the calf, which everyone knows about, but I actually trained with him this morning and he was moving pretty well. I think he'll still, be a little bit away in terms of getting his loads up to an AFL level, but really, really happy with his progress.
Game 100, Cal, for Adam Saad. I know he started at the Gold Coast. He knows the ground pretty well at Metricon, but can you give us a few words about his 100 games, but his time at Essendon?
He's obviously been a really good player. We love having him here. And the really unique thing about Saadi is he's such a good defensive player, probably one of our best contested ball players we've got. But obviously we know what he can do offensively, which makes him so unique and a really special player to have in the team. And being the backline coach, I'm probably a little bit biased, but he's a great player and a pleasure to coach. So the boys are really excited for him.
give us a few words on Tom Cutler and his input this week, Cal. Is he, you know, obviously off the Lions list last year? Have you tapped into his intellectual property to try and get a bit of a handle on how they're going to play their footy? As you, I don't think you've played him since round four last year.
Yeah, like he's helped a little bit. I think, you know, he sort of, he probably thinks he helped us more than he did, but knowing cuts. like it's always helpful to get little insights, but at the end of the day, the players still have to, you know, use the ball well. They still have to defend well, and they've got to be good in a contest if they're going to win. So sometimes those little details can be really important if you get the three big ticket items right. But, you know, it's always a balance with the coaches too, how much information you then pass on to the players, what's relevant, how much the players are actually thinking about that when they're playing, those sorts of things. But so there's certainly been a couple of little things that have been helpful, yeah.
As the backline coach, will you have a specific matchup for Charlie Cameron, or do you rely on a team defensive effort?
We'll see how we go. It depends where he goes. If he's a bit deeper, it'll be someone. If it's a bit higher, it'll be someone else. But we'll just wait and see.
I've got to ask the question. We'll look forward to seeing what that matchup is for Wombat Gully Plant Farm. Cal, really great to talk to you. We love having you on K-Rock Footy and catching up and talking footy. And sometimes we veer off, as you well know, that we sometimes do it here at K-Rock Footy. Just before you go, South Point Garden Supplies ground report. Can you just give us a bit of an indication of what the Julius Marlowe's have found underfoot when you've been out on the ground?
It's not bad, actually. I'm just standing on the wing at the moment. It's a touch patchy and a little bit hard, but fair enough, considering the pillaging that the ground's been copying. So,
Sounds like your front lawn.
That's cheap. I'll be that distracted today. No coaching.
Do you want us to send the South Point Garden Supplies boys around to your joint?
If you could. And if anyone owned the gym mowing franchise, just get them around there. That'd be great.
Cal, really appreciate your time. Really appreciate you giving us a few minutes to give us your thoughts ahead of what's a pretty big game for your footy club as well. We can actually see you. We're getting the in-house vision, and we can see you actually standing on the wing with the phone against your ear. Can you give us a wave while you're there? And we'll be able to just see you. Just put your right arm in the air. There we go. There we go.
I've got a tennis ball in my hand, yep.
Yeah, love it. Good. Great stuff, Cal. Good to talk. Well done. Good luck tonight.
Good on you guys. Thank you.
James Kelly joining us from Metricon Stadium.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.